This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. I used to believe that the toughest job in public service in America was being the mayor of Bella Vista, Arkansas. Now, for those of you who hear this report weekly and may not be familiar with Bella Vista, it used to be a small retirement enclave tucked away in northwest Arkansas with nice lakes, great golf courses, and thousands of cheap building lots, which by owning one made you a member of the Property Owners Association. Perfect scenario for seniors in the cold north to find a moderate climate to live out their retirement years. Then once it finally incorporated, most of the conversations in the mayor's office began with, "You know, Mayor, the way we did things back home was..." Well, now that retirement community is a bustling city with much more to offer than a round of golf or fishing off a pontoon on one of the lakes or a few rounds of pinochle. Years later, I changed my mind on the toughest job in public service to that of being the teleprompter operator for President Trump. I don't think you need me to explain that one. But now, with an evenly divided legislative branch and a balkanized GOP majority, it is clear the toughest job in public service in America is, in fact, the Speaker of the House. You can ask John Boehner or Paul Ryan. Kevin McCarthy would be a good source, too, though he only had the job for about 9 months. Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the poster child for the proverbial dog chasing the car. He caught it. And for the last nearly 19 months, he has presided over arguably the toughest bunch ever to hold a majority, at least in recent memory. He's played whack-a-mole so much that Chuck E. Cheese might rename the popular game to Mike the Spike. But give him credit, he has managed to tame his GOP majority as raucous as it has been, that would make Siegfried and Roy look like amateurs. Editor's note, the Roy I reference is Roy Horn of the famous magician duo, not Chip Roy of GOP fame. But back to my point, Speaker Johnson has beaten the odds at most every turn, with a little help from President Trump, of course. He's managed to take the caucus where many thought was impossible, and we can begin with his reelection as Speaker in the new Congress. He's passed multiple CRs, and the budget resolution that started reconciliation he was able to shepherd through. That is, until now. Yep, this week, Mike finally ran into some pretty serious resistance. The last three committees to mark up their parts of the reconciliation package, those being Energy and Commerce, Ways and Means, and Ag, had marathon markups this week, and when they put pen to paper, predictably, the gloves came off. And it wasn't just Democrat opposition. That was automatic. But the divisions within the GOP were stark, so much so that the Speaker canceled Friday's business and sent the Congress home for the weekend so perhaps cooler heads could prevail. At issue, and I've been talking about this now for weeks, are cuts to Medicaid from the Energy and Commerce Committee and unresolved issues regarding the state and local tax deduction, SALT, for short, out of Ways and Means. That has riled many blue state Republicans. Mike will have to referee a solution, or the one big beautiful bill, that we call it, could be in trouble. And even if he does, and magically gains passage on the floor of the House, it then goes to the Senate. And you know this, anything can happen when it gets there. Which means it would have to come back to the House for an encore performance, if it gets changed. This sausage-making is hard. Might even be a good episode for Mike Rowe's Dirtiest Jobs. The intent is still to get this through the House by Memorial Day weekend, and that's next week. It'll be difficult, but don't bet against the magician of the House, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he pulls it off, but if he doesn't, he might wish he was Houdini. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.